You're listening to an audiobook, The Startup Handbook, written by Timo Ahopelto and Yuri Engström, translated by Ian Fenton, published by Tammi, recorded at Silencio, Helsinki, 2026, and read by Andrew Smith. The Founder's Song. I hear the sound of startups sprouting fast and mouths foaming at slush with pride. I believe that dreams are changing now into real talk, slides, and the startup stride. I know how hardships strike the ground, but I'll weather the storm and stand tall. I endure the pain and the mess, for only a founder can take it all. I feel the hammer of passion pound as I birth a product from thin air. With joy, not even the coldest night can dull the warmth we founders share. Chapter 1. Idea and Founding. How do you start a startup? Starting a company is easy. File the company in your local jurisdiction, and in most countries, it is very easy. Open a bank account. Congratulations, you're a founder. But this book isn't about just any company. It's about startups. Those that aim for rapid growth and global breakthrough. If everything goes right, your startup might become the world leader in its field. The journey, however, is anything but straightforward. In a founder's daily life, the only certainties are constant uncertainty and that thrilling feeling when you realize you're building something real and solving a problem that truly matters. So before you fill out any paperwork, make sure you've got a few basics covered. Develop a core skill. Pick a field you want to work in and learn it so well that only a handful of people in the world know it better than you. Sounds impossible? You'll get there. Learning starts with curiosity and grows when you surround yourself with people who know more than you. Once you understand how things work and can build something tangible, you're one step closer to becoming a startup founder. Find a clear insight. Your insight must be true, but not yet widely used. It should be something that could grow into a billion-dollar business if successful, and something that gets you out of bed in the morning, even when things feel hopeless. Find a co-founder, or two. You can succeed alone, but it's far more likely together. Choose your co-founder like you'd choose a life partner. A startup is like mountaineering. The journey is long, the slope steep, and conditions unpredictable. You can't see the summit, only the next step. Sometimes you won't know what to do, the direction will be unclear, or the team will waver. In those moments, there's only one way forward. Make decisions and act. Most startups don't fail because of mistakes. They fail because founders don't correct the company's course in time. You'll hear this again and again, in different words. According to Marianne Vicola from Walt, motion is the potion. Elon Musk of Tesla emphasizes the importance of a fast feedback loop. And Mark Andreessen, one of Netscape's founders, says the secret to success is strong beliefs weakly held. Firm convictions that you're willing to let go of when the situation changes. You won't guess everything right at the start, and you don't have to. When Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay climbed Mount Everest for the very first time, they didn't know the exact route or when the weather would turn deadly. When the moment came, they moved fast, adjusting constantly, together. Building a startup is the same, stumbling forward under pressure. You won't know the exact steps or timing. No one does. So how do you move forward? Quickly, one step at a time. Are you ready? Good. Let's begin. Core skill.